You're listening to Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis. Welcome back to another episode of Minds of Forestry. Hope everyone had a fantastic week. A little late on the ball with this week's episode, but you know, things, we all get busy and it's time just to sit down and crunch this one out. Today's segment is called GPSing, Traversing. Essentially, we're just going to go right back to the basics. We talked a little bit about the basics, but we never really got down to the dirty, right down and dirty with everything. So I feel now's a good time to actually go into depth about what GPSing and traversing is for those rookies or new people in forestry. Essentially, GPSing is just, it's the title. It's essentially it. You have your Garmin, aka your GPS, and you are walking boundary lines. So ribbon that has already been hung, and you're taking stations. And you're recording those stations under something that's called boundary rationale. So boundary rationale is where the boundary is and why it's there. Ideally, you're going to be GPSing behind a more experienced person, and they're going to be telling you why they're putting the boundary in that specific location. With that being said, if you end up going into a situation where you are GPSing a boundary line that has already been laid out, it's up to you to determine why that boundary is there. Is that boundary running across a ridge? Is there a wet draw? Is there a stream? Is there a wetland? So with stuff like that's important when it comes right down to GPSing and the boundary rationale. And I mean, the stations, you go through a lot of stations when you're GPSing, but it's a good way to learn how to do things the right way. Like I was talking about in boundary layout, it comes right down to knowing the area, knowing what you're looking at. And when you're making these stations, when you're walking these lines, it never hurts to jot down every single thing you see. So station one starts at cut block edge, follow till station 10. And then station 10 corners into timber, follows whatever timber type you're looking at. Stuff like that's important when it comes on to a boundary rationale, because when you go to look at the actual boundary reports, so that way when you go to do a site plan, or not you guys, but when someone goes to do a site plan, so like the FIT, the Forester in Training, and or the RPF, Registered Forest Professional, whomever is going to go do that, they can look at the boundary and say, okay, this is where this boundary is for this reason. It's this many meters off of this feature. So stuff like that really goes hand in hand with boundary, but GPSing is one of the most important things, because without that, you're not going to have the depth, the details of where that location is. You can mark it on a map and say it's here, but if you can't prove that with GPS and so track points and waypoints, then it's almost obsolete. There's nothing there. That's essentially all there is on GPSing, other than just making sure that you're constantly being vigilant. Like if something needs to be changed, take a station and say station 8 to station 7, or sorry, station 8 to station 11 needs to be brought 15 meters inside due to wet pocket. Like stuff like that helps, and because then at least you can go in there and you know exactly what needs to be changed. Getting into road traversing, I talked a bit about this when in the last episode, learning about roads, but I didn't go into too much depth with it because I was trying to just get a point across. And traversing roads is one of the most important things as well, because that's how you can evaluate these roads that are going to be put in, the value and the cost. So if a road exceeds the distance within a block, it's going to be too cost effective. There's going to be too much money going into this road than timber coming out. So they're going to want to either shorten the road and just and have it maybe decking spurs off the main line. But traversing comes down to essentially the same thing as GPSing boundary. You're GPSing the road center line, and you're taking percentage slope percentage shots at every station, whether that be 10 to 25 meters. That's about your average, depending if it's flat. If it's not flat ground, you're going to be taking a station every 10 to 15 meters to show the change in topography. And then you're going to have a left slope, front slope, which is going to be facing the POT, which is point of termination. And then you're going to have a right shot that's facing downhill. So again, if your left shot's facing downhill and your right shot's facing downhill, I'm pretty sure there's specs that you can go over. And it's all going to be kind of straightforward when it comes to traversing. And then, so like POT means point of termination, and POC is point of creation. And that's where you're going to begin and where you're going to end the roads. So point of creation is where you're going to start traversing from. And then point of termination is where you're going to end your traverse notes and GPSing. Going into depth with the traverse notes, you're going to comment side slopes. You're going to comment NCDs, wet draws, culverts, steep slopes. It's essentially you're writing a story of how this road's going to go in. Station 1 to station 4 is side slope, 7% uphill. And it's just kind of like that's indication that there's a side slope. Or you got a steep stretch of road that goes adverse or something. It's just essentially it's your job to note down all of these changes within the road. The person laying out the road should already be aware of where the road is going, but it's up to you to identify areas that may need to be changed or may need to have some extra attention, even if it's like a wet draws or seeps or something that aren't going to affect the road too much. It's going to need more gravel within that area because it's going to be a wetter type, compared to if you got sandy soils up on top of a hill, then at least we know there's going to be good drainage. So traversing and GPSing are two of the main things that has to happen in order for all the work to be completed. Without the tracks of waypoints, then there's really no evidence that there's anything done. Yes, you may go to the bush and you may see ribbon hanging on the trees, but at the same time, if there's no actual record, like no actual notes jotted down for boundary rationale or any notes taken for the road appraisal, then there's no point in saying it's done, because it's just half-assed work, and we don't want to half-ass anything, because it just everything gets sloppy, and then from that point on it's not worth the hassle. So it's always good to do things right the first time. If it takes you amount of time to get GPSing down, then take all the time you need. But when it comes to traversing roads, that's where you need to be extremely careful, because specific percentages can really throw off an appraisal, which will make the road more expensive, which is never a good thing either. But with that being said, I think that's going to be everything on this segment. It's a short segment. Thank you everyone for listening.
as I've been your host, Tyler Dennis, on this episode of Minds of Forestry. Talk to you guys later and see you next time.